failure you. To punish students who do not comply with weekly coronavirus tests. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 27, 2021. Universities across the country say they will punish students who do not comply with new rules relating to the Chinese coronavirus. Baylor University in Waco, Texas, for example, is mandating that its students take weekly coronavirus tests, adding that those who fail to comply could have their Wi-Fi disabled, be blacklisted from participating in student organizations, or be suspended. After two instances of failing to complete a weekly test, you will not be allowed to participate in university or student organization activities, all universities sing, athletic events, student organization events, campus recreation sports, access to the Student Life Center for Recreation, etc., wrote Baylor University on its website. The university added that if students go more than 2 weeks without getting tested for the coronavirus, then they can have their Wi-Fi access disabled, as well as further disciplinary action, which can include suspension. After missing 3 testing appointments, your Wi-Fi access will be disabled for the remainder of the semester, said Baylor University. After 4 instances of failing to complete a weekly test, you will be referred to Student Conduct Administration for disciplinary action. Disciplinary action will include a failure to comply charge, and sanctions may include a range of options up to and including suspension, the university added. Baylor University is not the only school threatening to cut off students' Wi-Fi if they do not comply with new rules relating to the coronavirus. At Boston University, students who do not comply with the school's routine and frequent lab testing, as well as daily symptom attestation, can have their student ID card and Wi-Fi disabled. The first time that you are overdue with your testing and/or daily self-symptom attestation, you will receive a warning message from the Dean of Students that your Terrier ID card and/or campus Wi-Fi access will be disabled, said Boston University on its website. If you fail to schedule and complete testing, your Terrier ID card and/or campus Wi-Fi access will be disabled, the university adds. A failure to comply for a second time will result in the ID card and/or Wi-Fi to remain disabled. After a third time, the student will be banned from campus for the rest of the semester. After a third time failing to schedule a test, being overdue with your testing, or failing to complete your daily self-symptom attestation, you will be prohibited from participating in any in-person campus activities, including classes and residency, said the university. You will have to remain off campus and complete the semester remotely. At the University of Illinois, students who don't comply with lockdown rules could lose their access to Wi-Fi, as well as Compass, a tool used to access and submit class assignments, according to a report by the Daily Illini. The report added that Chancellor Robert Jones said in a recent mass email that this semester, students who are out of compliance may also lose access to university Wi-Fi, Zoom, Compass and other technologies. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.